You're listening to the VA Claims Authority. I'm Gary, Air Force veteran, VA disability claims strategist, and the guy who got denied, fought back, and won. I'm here to make sure the VA doesn't leave you behind. Whether you're filing your first claim or fighting your fifth appeal, this is your briefing. Let's get into it. Hook. One well-written nexus sentence can turn a denial into an award, and most fail because the sentence never answers the exact question the VA needs answered. In the next 10 minutes, you'll get four things: a clear definition of a nexus letter, the exact wording the VA respects, who can write a usable opinion, and a one-page template you can hand to your clinician today. At the end, I'll give you one specific action to do before dinner. Briefing Part 1. What is a nexus letter? Plain and simple, it's a medical opinion that links your current diagnosis to an in-service event, injury, or disease. The VA isn't looking for sympathy. They need medical reasoning that makes the connection, at least as likely as not. That phrase means a 50% or greater probability. It's the VA's threshold. More likely than not. Example. If a doctor says your knee pain began in service and is more likely than not caused by that injury, that's the language reviewers listen for. Briefing Part 2. Who qualifies to write the letter? Three common sources: your treating clinician, a private specialist, or a VA C&P examiner. Treating clinicians who know your history carry weight because they're familiar with long-term records, but specialists can offer stronger medical rationale when the condition is outside primary care. C&P exams are neutral and sometimes weak because examiners are often brief. When a DBQ, a disability benefits questionnaire, is completed by a qualified provider, it helps because it organizes findings and links objective test results to the opinion. Briefing. Part 3. Anatomy of a winning letter. You want four core elements. 1. A short summary of relevant service history and dates. 2. A clear statement of the diagnosis and supporting objective data. Think imaging, labs, range of motion measurements, or documented clinical findings. 3. Medical rationale that explains how the objective findings and course of illness connect to the in-service event. And 4. A firm opinion using the VA standard. Here's a tried and true sentence to include. After review of the veteran's service treatment records and current medical records, it is at least as likely as not that the veteran's condition is related to the in-service event of date or short description. That exact phrasing answers the VA's question. Expand that with one or two sentences of medical rationale. For example, the veteran reported onset of symptoms within weeks of the in-service injury, imaging from date shows specific finding, and the clinical progression is consistent with an injury-related etiology. Given these findings, the connection is medically plausible and meets the more likely than not standard. Keep it short but specific. Cite dates, tests, and measurements. Specificity beats opinion without data every time. Briefing, Part 4. Common mistakes that kill letters. Vague statements like could be related or possible connection are useless. Unsigned or undated notes get tossed. Buying a letter from someone with no access to your records, or worse, a for-hire letter with no clinical rationale, is risky and often backfires. Also, avoid opinions that contradict objective tests without explaining why. If a clinician can't explain the why, that opinion won't carry weight. Action step. Do this today. 1. Open VA Form 21-4138 and write one paragraph timeline. Dates of service, the in-service event or exposure, onset of symptoms, and any treatment dates you remember. 2. Print the one-page template below and bring it to your treating clinician or specialist. Ask them to sign it, include credentials, and attach relevant tests. One-page clinician template, what to give the doctor. Veteran name, DOB, last four of SSN optional, and VA claim number, if available. Clinician name, credentials, license number, business address, and contact info. Brief review. I have reviewed the veteran's service treatment records dated range and the veteran's medical records dated range. Findings, short bullet of objective data, imaging, labs, exam findings. Opinion. It is at least as likely as not that the veteran's condition is related to the in-service event of date slash description, signature, printed name, date, and credentials. Bring copies of service treatment records and any imaging reports. Don't expect the clinic to track them down on short notice. Risks and quick fixes. If your clinician refuses to use the phrase, at least as likely as not, ask them to instead explain the probability and then use the exact VA wording. If a treating clinician won't provide enough detail, get a second opinion from a specialist or an accredited private physician who understands VA standards. Always attach objective tests. Before you submit, have a VSO or accredited representative review the letter and your 21-4138. A quick review catches vague language and missing dates. Recap. A good Nexus letter is short, specific, and answers the VA's question directly. Tie diagnosis to service, include objective data, and use the at least as likely as not language. Today, complete your VA form 21-4138 timeline and hand your clinician the one-page template. If you want templates and sample wording, visit backclaimsauthority.com and download the Nexus letter kit I put together for listeners. If this episode helped you, share it with a veteran who needs it and leave a review. It helps other vets find this show. That's your briefing. Now go execute. If this episode helped you, share it with a veteran who needs to hear it. And if you need help with your claim, whether it's an audit, a rebuttal, or a full strategy session, head to vacclaimsauthority.com. I've got the tools and the experience to help you win. I'll see you next episode. And remember, your service earned this. Don't let paperwork take it from you. The VA won't tell you this. I will.